cliffcentral.com.
George Meany is here. He's the CEO of Auto Trader. He's here to give us an update on motoring and the lifestyle around motoring. How are you, George?
Good, and you?
Good. Have you met Pumi? Have you met Elsabi? Well, here they are.
Yes, our guests.
Elsabi and you met Leanne, though. You know Leanne.
Yeah, Plenty. He knows me. Good old me.
Yeah. I'm seeing you this afternoon, I think.
Oh, wow.
11 o'clock.
Is it 11 o'clock?
George,
that's this what's morning. That all about? Oh, you have a meeting.
We have a meeting.
You want to tell us about that?
Business meeting. It's about the Formula K business park and the track.
Very good. How exciting. All right, so George, what's going on?
Well, Ford has announced a special automotive hub boost to our local economy. They're going to create about 7,000 jobs. So they're creating this big park or area where secondary services to the manufacturing plants can put up their businesses.
Yeah, Cyril's very excited about this, and we all should be, because any investment in the country should be welcomed, especially at this time.
Good. So they're targeting 70,000 jobs to start off with 7,000. So I think that's brilliant. And then South African vehicle sales. VW is the local automaker that is exporting the most amount of cars out of the country. Not because the rand is getting weaker, but they built and exported 12,182 cars last month, which
what?
I think is phenomenal.
How many?
12,182.
Okay.
So close on their heels is Mercedes-Benz.
What are you driving here, Pumi? What do we got in the garage at the moment?
I drive a G-Wagon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Fucking excuse me. All right, what do you got, Elsie?
Mine's just a wagon.
320 diesel.
Okay.
BMW.
All right.
So Mercedes-Benz versus BMW.
George, what do you think
Well, G-Wagon. G-Wagon, not bad.
And what do you think of Leanne's actual ox wagon?
At least it's not horse-drawn.
Well, this is actually.
It's got horsepower.
All right.
Pony power.
And the BMW, are you a fan?
It's the new 320 diesel.
No, BMW's good. BMW. It's the most searched for car in Auto Trader, so.
It is.
Yeah.
Very
there
exciting.
There we go.
Okay. Most searched for car in Auto Trader. I'm afraid the G-Wagon isn't up there.
I think it's actually where I went to go and find it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Only celebrities drive G-Wagons.
That's very true. Yeah. I don't think the Kardashians do anymore.
No, I don't think the Kardashians have been behind the steering wheel of a car since Bruce Jenner killed that woman.
Oh, my word.
Stay away from that. Really, they know they have drivers.
Kia is launching a new SUV for South Africa called the Kia Seltos, which is quite a nice looking car, actually. It doesn't look bad.
Yeah, it's a horrible name, but it is cute. Do you like it?
It's very cute.
I think for the au pair, that's so cute.
Sia's actually just wet himself.
This is a G-Wagon minus one.
Maybe the scrubbing woman in the scullery can have that.
The one who de-stomachs the chickens.
Yeah, the one who cooks that shit that you say, close the door.
The one that washes the dishes.
Yeah. All right, so what's it called? The Seltos.
The Seltos, the Kia Seltos, which I think it looks pretty good. I'm curious to see it in the flesh. And then I'm not a MotoGP fan. Do you watch the MotoGP?
No.
No, but I might just watch it next year, because South African Brad Binder has been selected for the KTM Red Bull team for the 2020 MotoGP season. He's currently riding in Moto 2, and he's in the top three. He won Moto 3, and we'll have a South African in a very big sport, I think, in 2020.
Fantastic. Okay, so we've got to watch that from next year.
I agree.
All right.
And then the last story, which is probably the most exciting one. I don't know if you've heard, but King Swati III has bought all of his wives 10 million rand Rolls Royces.
Oh, that's right.
And they're not G-Wagons.
Wow. And the people of Swaziland are so furious that they have picked up their pitchforks and their And they're actually storming the palace. They were complaining. In fact, Manzini and Baban both ground to a halt this week as strikes took place. People are furious that this guy, this asshole, frankly, is buying these extremely expensive cars while people in this country are dirt poor. What do you think of that?
Absolutely starving.
Wow. Are you going to take the king's side?
No, definitely not. That's like unnecessary. Rolls Royce, that's a bit much.
You think it's a bit much?
It's a lot.
How many wives does he have?
Oh, 15 apparently.
Wow.
15 Rolls Royces. Nice.
At least 15 wives. But
have you seen the video of them driving from the airport into the palace?
No, but I've seen the pictures of these trucks with the with the Rolls Royces on them.
Yeah, they look very, very
They're
nice.
They're like bubble wrapped.
Right. Well.
Okay, well, you see then suddenly your G-Wagon doesn't look so
That's
bad.
Nothing compared,
There you go. Now you look like a woman of the people.
You need an upgrade?
I'm so sorry. You know, we didn't bring you here to humiliate you with the king's cars in Swaziland.
The king's cars? I mean, I have to go back to my husband and ask for a Rolls Royce.
I think so. This is what, you know what? That's your plan for Friday afternoon. You just make sure when he gets home today, honey, we need to talk.
We need to talk.
I'm no longer reformed.
I've gone back to my old ways.
All right. What a pleasure to meet you, Mpumi.
Thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
Elsby. And Leanne Moll, very nice of you to pop by this morning.
It's a pleasure.
It's terrific. And thank you so much, George Meany.
You're welcome.
All right. CliffCentral.com.